Victoria's Racing Heartland. This is the only program dedicated to Victorian country racing. Welcome to the Country Racing Show. It's got it all.
I can feel this day. I can see this day. It's got it all.
Hello and welcome to the Country Racing Show. I hope everyone around Victoria has had a good week on the punt and with the horses. We'll wrap everything up on this show over the next half hour and we will look ahead as well. And it can't be done without the help of Country Racing Victoria, and their two main men are in the studio, Darren Galley and also Connor Ryan. Hey, Daz, good to see you back because you've won your way back in. You were dropped to the twos because the big V tip wasn't working, but you're back.
Best on ground performance, I think, was the spruik that I heard. So, yeah, nice to be welcome back. Thank you, Michael.
Still some doubt about tipping Jukebox as your best country tip of the week. But anyway, Connor Ryan, are you on probation? You didn't get a win, but Mudgerdale ran very well.
Yeah, tremendous effort from the old warhorse. But it was a bit of a monopoly in jail situation for Darren, wasn't it? We put him in there until he managed to find a winner, and he rolled doubles and he's free. So good to have you back, Daz. And obviously a reasonably large weekend for us at Country Racing Victoria this weekend.
You're both looking amazing. You're excited. You're already in your tuxes. What a huge night it's going to be. The Country Racehorse of the Year Awards.
Country Racing Awards. Which Country Racing, the Horse of the Year, Club of the Year, Event of the Year. So, yeah, a fabulous night to be had. 610 guests locked and loaded for what should be a tremendous night of entertainment, and also some great, applause for those who have worked hard and been recognised for the industry across the year.
We're going to have a little preview of the Country Racing Awards a little later as we look ahead. But first of all, let's review the week that was.
On the Country Racing Show, the Country Racing Week that was.
And we're firstly going to kick off with Seymour last week. Gee, it was good to see Seymour back in action. What about Andrew Mallion?
Yeah, absolutely. So Seymour obviously had the track redone probably 18 months ago, and it wasn't sort of coming together the way it should have been. So they lost a couple of meetings to allow it to consolidate for the spring. So they were back in action on Saturday, which was great. And Andrew Mallion was in pretty good nick early on. Yeah, took out the first two races and then almost made it a hat-trick on a 100-to-1 shot. Would have been a fair feat, but backed up to win race four. So he had a hat-trick after four races. I think he just put the cue in the rack after that.
Don't blame him. And also, young Lockie King continues his good form with a double on the day. So he's actually showing some good promise. Obviously, son of the famous Stevie King, the Turek Cowboy, what was he? The Melton Cowboy, the Riddle Cowboy, I should say.
There you go. Yeah, he is riding in outstanding form, young Lockie. Got a horse to follow, too, from that meeting. I think one of the winners from Andrew Mellon, Canadian from Team Godolphin. Ooh, it looks smart. It might be one to follow over the spring carnival when they get out a little further in distance. And then all roads led to Ballarat on Sunday. It was the all jumps racing card, the feature, the Grand National, and we could not have got a better story. Wells winning his third.
Wells and over the Yardham in an epic duel. Wells is a champion jumper and he refuses to be beaten.
It's unlike Rick to have shot all his bullets before you get to the 200 metre mark, isn't it?
Did he actually run the race himself? It's hard to tell from the audio, isn't it?
He pulled up worse than all the jocks and the horses, but what a story. And congratulations to everyone involved in Wells on Racing Pulse during the week. I had Sandy McGregor in the studio, and he said that win almost eclipsed the Melbourne Cup for him.
I heard that. That's a big statement when you consider the excitement around the Prince of Penzance winning. But Wells, what a fantastic story. Has only raced 47 times in his 10 years of racing, 16 over the jumps for 8 career wins. So has been in tremendous form. That was a hat-trick of wins in this preparation. Picked up the Moss Troop and also the Crisp. So a fantastic, strong, tough old horse.
Yeah, and you'd have to say, I think the style of the win is probably what prompted Sandy to say that, because it was pretty stirring stuff. I'm not sure what it is about jumps racing that tends to encourage those two-horse ding-dong battles to the finish, but they seem to happen every other jumps race, and certainly Rick's the man to call them, and Wells just showed plenty of heart
from a mile
on the way to getting there.
And 71.5 kilos is Ark Regal. That's a flashback. Another nice country horse from the past. 71.5 kilos. That is just phenomenal. And the good news is they're going to have a crack at four in a row.
Yeah, I think they will. So the horse has got a few more years left in him. So I think why wouldn't you go? The horse obviously loves jumping, doesn't get overly taxed in a preparation. So why not come back and try and go four-peat?
It's 71.5 kilos. You could almost throw away the saddle weights and just have two jockeys on board, couldn't you?
Well, I tell you what, next year, Daz might be able to ride.
Well, you better start getting into training now, Michael.
You might need two wells for that. The other feature on the day was the JJ Houlihan, and this was another phenomenal finish.
Wonder jump for Johnny Allen and checkered flag. He comes to the last. He jumps it in front. Two Hats will not go away. Then Merger Dale, checkered flag and Two Hats. They're having a battle royal. Checkered flag, though. He's just in front. He's pulling out plenty. And, oh, gee, if he won, it's by a breath. Checkered flag or Two Hats, what a finish in the JJ Houlihan.
Who would have thought you'd need a developed print at the end of the JJ Houlihan? But it was Two Hats that got the bob in, defeated the short prize favourite, Checkered Flag. And what a story for Braden Small, the son of Cyril Small, who was so well associated with Vaux Rogue, and all the family was on course to witness that.
Yeah, I think he came out and said that it was the biggest win of his career as well, which is fantastic to see. And you know, when a race is too close for the race caller to call, that you've seen something pretty special.
Again, a fantastic story for Two Hats. A horse that was moderately formed, Sydney horse trained by Paul Mazzara, came down and has found a new lease of life in the Jumping Caper. And again, only lightly raced. It's a seven-year-old. I think it's been off the scene for almost 3 years when it came down to Victoria with Aaron Purcell. So again, another tick for why your horses should be allowed to jump.
Absolutely. And as you said, he's focused most of his races over the jumps. A great training performance by Aaron Purcell. They were the two features. I know Dane Huster was a super impressive performance earlier on the day, but all jumps races, what was the feedback like? I hear the crowd was pretty good there as well.
Yeah, tremendous crowd. Over 2,500 people. I mean, the weather this year compared to last was a significant improvement. And again, more people on course, better turnover, good fields across all six races. So I think overall a major tick for a great day of all jumps racing.
And we'll look forward to another standalone jumps meeting next year. And as Sandy McGregor said, who's also the chairman of the Jumps Racing Association, that's what we need to keep the spotlight on. If we can get a few more horses, get the turnover up, it certainly was a positive day for the jumps racing fraternity.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the success of your Darren Weirs and trainers who endorse jumps racing and use it as part of their training programs will certainly go a long way to encourage our other trainers to do the same.
That was on Sunday, Grand National Stakes Day. We went to Echuca on Monday. What a day for the Thornton family.
Yeah, this is actually a nice little story. So race 7 in Echuca on Monday was won by a horse called Alza Doll. Not a remarkable horse. She's it was her third win from some 30-odd starts, trained by Glenn Thornton. But the nice part of the story is that Stephanie Thornton rode her on Monday, and it made the three wins for the three separate Thornton siblings.
So, remarkable.
Yeah, it was quite special. So her first win was a couple of years ago in Launceston. I think Damien Thornton was on board that day, and then she backed up with another win with Boris Thornton on board, and then Stephanie Thornton made it 3 from 3 for the Thornton siblings. So it was a nice little completing the set for Alza Doll and the Thorntons.
That is one of the great things about country racing, is that so many families are involved so closely together.
They certainly are. As you said, there's many, many families in that situation. And we saw the young kids coming through now. We touched on Lockie King before. So lots of good young riders. And again, one of the young jockeys who'll be rewarded for their performance is Jordan Childs. Again, son of a famous jockey. So we're looking forward to seeing how Jordan continues now. He's a senior rider.
Absolutely. Now, you've been badgering us for a couple of weeks. You want your own segment.
Yeah.
And we finally relented.
Did you see that?
That's your voice, isn't it?
I'm not too sure I've got enough to make that worthy. But did you see that, Michael? Earlier this week, Super Hard, an all-too-hard three-year-old colt, making his debut very impressively at Racing.com Park on Tuesday. Was a bit slowly away, got held up on the turn, and then rounded them up, I think, from 5 lengths off them after the start to win very comfortably. So a horse that might be worth following. Has been nominated for the Caulfield Guineas, currently at $51. So might be a horse just to keep a little eye on.
I did see that, unfortunately, because I had a little something on the even money or odds on favourite Spoils that is still struggling to finish that race. But no, I agree with you. It was a super impressive debut by Super Hard. We go to the Bull and the return, finally, of the quirky character, Dean Yendall. And he was in action earlier in the week that we saw in Cranbourne. With Yankee Rose. It's great to see these good horses being stabled on country tracks out around Victoria, not just city tracks, because she could be a superstar of the spring.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was great to see Dean Yendall back in action. Of course, he had a fall at Mildura at the start of July that sort of put him out of action for the remainder of the previous racing season. Didn't stop him from taking the country premiership, of course, because he'd built himself a nice little buffer. But yeah, he was back in action race riding at Warrnambool on Thursday and back on Yankee Rose in time for the Memsey, I think. So she obviously got him a Group 1 last season, and he'll be looking to repeat the dose this year.
I reckon Dean Yendall would be a guy that would really enjoy himself at the country racing awards.
Well, he normally does, but unfortunately this year he's actually got a few rides in Adelaide for Darren Weir.
He does.
So he'll be a late scratching from the awards. But anyway, it won't stop him picking up his seventh consecutive.
Consecutive
Neville Wilson medal.
That is amazing. Nice segue. Speaking of Neville Wilson, the man that that medal is named after, we are very lucky on the Country Racing Show to have him as our special guest this week. We're going to take a short break. On the other side, we will be spinning the yarn with the legend, Neville Wilson.
This is the only program dedicated to Victorian country racing. The Country Racing Show. It's got it all. From Eden Hope to Omeo, across Victoria, this is the Country Racing Show. The people at the grassroots of racing. We're spinning a yarn on the Country Racing Show.
Each week on the Country Racing Show, we spin a yarn with one of country racing's best, and we have a true legend of country racing joining us this week. And what an honour it is to speak to the great Nifty Neville Wilson. How are you, Neville?
I'm good, thanks, Michael.
Very good. It's great to have you here. Darren Galley and Connor Ryan are in the studio, and it's a great idea the boys had to have a chat to you because on Saturday night at the Country Racing Awards, they have the Neville Wilson Medal for Country Racing Victoria's Jockey of the Year. It must be quite an honour for you to have that named after yourself.
Yes, very humbling, very honoured by it, but it's great.
G'day, Neville. It's Darren, mate. So in your time since you've retired, you've seen jockeys like Dean Yendall just dominate this award named in your honour. So, again, this year, this is the seventh consecutive year, eight in total. He's riding 120-plus winners the last few years. Is that a number that you can believe compared to the rides or the wins that you're having back in your day?
Well, I think I did it twice, and that was a big thing in them days. But these days, they seem to do it every year, don't they? You know, well, Darren, Dean's had a fantastic run the last 7 or 8 years.
Certainly has, yeah. He's been just absolutely dominant. And the thing with Dean, as he always says, he'll travel far and wide to ride any horse. I guess he's got the power of D. Weir behind him, but he also rides for plenty of other stables. Again, back in your day, were you limited in terms of how far or how often you could travel with the family?
Yes, well, I had a dairy farm also, you know, and I used to mainly ride here in the Western District and Storeway. But I never went to Mildura or Swan Hill or places like that, or Gippsland, you know, it was just too much for me.
So they're a bit lazy today, aren't they? How many cows did you have to milk as well?
About 120, yeah.
It's quite remarkable. And he's still got a little way to go, Dean, because you were a 16-time Southwestern District Premiership winner. 16 premierships. That's quite phenomenal when you look back on it.
Yeah, it was really good. But, like, longevity, I rode for a long time too, you know. But I'd say Dean will easily surpass that, you know, where he's going.
Not just the 16 premierships, but I think it's 2,078 career wins and more than 20,000 rides. So, I mean, it's almost unfathomable for to think about how long you spent in the saddle. Was it tough for you to give it away? I mean, I know you were 65 at the time, but I imagine it was still a difficult decision.
Oh, no, I sort of forced into it a bit. I had that bad fall when I broke my neck at Geelong. That was, 7 years ago, I think, now. And I can still ride work and that, but wasn't good enough to ride in the race, no. So it was forced upon me, but time was coming up anyway, I suppose, you know, when you think about it.
Well, 65, surely you could have gone a bit longer. That's unbelievable. How's the body now?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah. I still ride track work. Yeah, we've got three horses going here, and I just finished now, actually, and I still ride track work. So.
Now, across all those wins, Neb, was Redelva your favourite horse, being a number of Group 1s you won on him?
Yeah, he was, definitely. I won 13 races on him. They were all Group three Group 1s and all the rest were Group races too, you know.
So he must have been
marvellous horse.
He must have been a bloody good horse. You think about 61 start for 21 wins, 1.7 or nearly $1.8 million in prize money back in those days, including the Memji Stakes, which at that stage in 91 was a Group 2, now worth $1 million. So he would have loved to ride for that sort of prize money these days.
Yes, and would have been nice, wouldn't it?
He was a freak, Big Red. Let's go back down memory lane and have a listen to one of Redelva's best wins.
Arc Regal from a mile back when they turned Redelva, and with me at the 200 metre mark, two in front of Mr. Till. Lightning Bend and Grandiose trying to get out. It's with me and Redelva, 100 to go. Redelva got his head in front from with me, followed by Mr. Till, and it's Redelva. Redelva has got the money, a length and a half to either with me or Mr. Till. Grandiose is fourth.
That was a 1990 Lightning Stakes. Did that bring back some memories for you, Nev?
I think that might have been the Carlin Stakes, I think, that one. Lightning Stakes was down the straight. Yeah, that was Mooney Valley, that one, I think.
Oh, was it? Oh, well, there you go.
I got a feeling, yeah.
The William Reid, it is. It was the William Reid.
Was that the William Reid, was it?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Well, you've got the good memory. You know every race.
Yeah, I haven't deteriorated
that way yet. Not only Redelva, you rode a couple of other stars as well, Citizen and Zetative.
Yeah, Citizen was the best star I rode. You know, I just sort of filled in when Mick Dittman couldn't ride him, but he was a great horse. Definitely the best star I rode. And Zetative, I picked up a ride actually on Zetative. I think Lenny Morton, I think it was a bit too heavy and picked the ride up at Sandown, it was, I think. I used to do a bit of riding for Angus Armanesco, and he won. He beat a horse of Bobby Hoister's, actually. I used to ride Citizen for him. He went crook me, but he was a good horse. He was a brilliant horse. Greg Hall used to ride him all the time, and I was lucky enough to pick the ride up. He was a two-year-old then, and he was always too good for Redelva. I think he won 14 races, and every time Redelva raced against him, he was just too good for him. But anyway, Redelva's still my favourite.
Fair enough. Yeah, probably fair enough too. I mean, you obviously know a good horse when you see it. What about jockeys, current day jockeys? Who among the current crop stands out to you as the best, or maybe your favourite rider in terms of style?
I think they all ride very well these days. But I always thought Roy Higgins was the best, but until Ollie come along. And Damien Oliver's just, in my books, one of the best, still one of the best. I like Huey Bowman. I like McAvoy, Terry McAvoy. Mac is a great rider, just definitely of stars. And Mark Zara's a good rider, but you go through them. These kids that ride now, like Denny Allen and Denny Thompson and Peter Merton's a boy. He's a brilliant rider, you know. So, they learn very well and they handle themselves very well at a young age these days, you know.
You had a great partnership with your mate, Jeff Daffy. Anytime we saw Nifty Nev on one of Jeff Daffy's, the punters had to take note. Is that who you're still riding work for and you're still great mates?
Yeah. Yeah, we just work together. We stayed up a bit Daff now, but I do most of the work here now, and we're just together still. And now I've been, over 40 years on it, so it's been great.
Wow, we. And what's life like for yourself now and your wife Carol? I believe you've sold the dairy farm.
Yeah, sold the dairy farm. We bought a nice house in Camperdown. We live in Camperdown still, and the kids are. I've got five daughters, and they're all married. And we've got three living here, one in Tarang and one in Geelong. So we've got a great life, really.
With all those kids and grandkids, Neville, do you have any other aspiring young jockeys or trainers in the clan?
Not at this stage. Someone said to me the other day, young Lenny, he's very small at the moment, but I said, if you have a look at his father, he's about 6'4". So I but no, not at this stage. But well, time will tell. But they're all interested in the sport, the kids, and they don't have a grandkid. So,
yep,
but,
great.
Well, Nev, it's been an absolute pleasure catching up with you on the Country Racing Show. A legend of the sport here, and it's great to hear that you'd be over 70 now, wouldn't you? And you're kicking on strong.
I'm 70, yes, exactly. 70 in November I was, yes. No, life's pretty good at the moment, so just got to get a couple of these horses going and we'll be right.
That's what you want.
Nifty Neville Wilson joining us on the Country Racing Show. Good on you, Nev. Enjoy watching from afar Dean Yend will take home once again the Neville Wilson medal for the leading jockey in country racing here in the state.
Good. Thanks, Michael. Thanks, Darren.
What a freak. He finished riding at 65. He's still riding track work today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you obviously couldn't keep him away if you tried. Broken neck at Geelong, and he still wanted to come back. You could hear he was almost reluctant to give it away. So
I think he just talked about it in the media for some 9 or 12 months that he was still a chance. He was going back to the doctors. He's still keen to get back into riding. Obviously, as we said before, with the kids coming through, it's obviously in the part of the family, part of the blood. So hard to shake it off, I guess, after 40-odd years of riding.
And doesn't he show how soft we are today? Well, I am.
Sure does.
He milks 120 cows in the morning, and then goes off and does a day's work riding.
It's probably a good advertisement for those people trying to raise the retirement age, isn't it? You think that you can't sit at a desk till you're 65. Neville Wilson was milking 120 cows and riding winners at age 65, so heaven help the rest of us.
Yeah, absolutely. It was great to spin a yarn with nifty Neville Wilson. You're listening to the Country Racing Show. After this, we'll tackle the road ahead.
From Warwick Nabeel to Bairnsdale and every club in between, the Country Racing Show.
I'm on the road again, it's where I want to be.
Here's what's coming up in the country calendar on the road ahead.
Well, there's no doubt the highlight for the road ahead in the next week is the Country Racing Awards. And as I said, Des, you boys are looking outstanding in your tuxedos. It is always a stellar night.
It certainly is, and so we're looking forward to another tremendous night of entertainment, action. The club's very competitive. We have a lot of cheers and G's in the room, depending on who's being nominated and who wins. So, but say they enjoy a good chat, a get together, a dance, and then to celebrate, say the winners on the night.
Well, after the last couple of weeks, we've been going through the Bet365 Country Racing Victoria Horse of the Year finalists, which are Golden Oldies, High Church, and Vaden as well. But let's talk about the Club of the Year finalists, because this is a great achievement for these clubs who have been made finalists this year.
Yeah, absolutely. We're a big family in Country Racing Victoria, but that doesn't mean that all of the various siblings aren't very competitive. So when it comes to this time of year, this is the main award that all the clubs want to win. So you know, even to be shortlisted for the award, for the likes of a Casterton Racing Club or a Stony Creek Racing Club, you know, your smaller racing clubs who have to make do with a lot less resources and support. It's a fantastic achievement. And then you have, I guess, the large scale end of things, you know, your volume racing clubs who really support the industry and serve as training bases as well as, you know, putting on great race days, the Ballarat Turf Club, the Cranbourne Turf Club, and the Warrnambool Racing Club. So it's a great mix of what country racing has to offer, I think, both in terms of a race day and facilities for trainers and the like.
And well done to everyone who's been nominated. You've also got the Kelly Sports Country Racing Victoria Event of the Year. You've got the Ballarat Cup, the Burrumbeat Cup, Geelong Cup, Swan Hill Cup, Warwick Nabeel Cup, the Warrnambool May Racing Carnival, the Wodonga Cup, and the Mount Witchy Proof Cup as well, all finalists in that. Other awards on the night, you've got the Country Racing Media Awards, which I think we'll have to win next year, won't we?
I'm pretty sure that Connor's going to put a submission in, and he's one of the judges, so that should help. And also, a great award for the Tony Shanahan Award for Services to Country Racing.
Yes.
Those who recognise those who have put lots and lots of years of volunteer or service to a club, and particularly, and Tony was a stalwart of country racing, unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago. The award named in his honour 2 years ago, a customer service award. And then we go through the Jockey Trainer Horse of the Year award as well. So a fabulous night and looking forward to it immensely.
It will be a huge night, and we will give kudos to all the winners on the Country Racing Show next week. And don't forget, as well as us looking back on the Country Racing Awards, if you want to catch up with all the winners, Andrew Hughes will be out there at the awards. He'll be interviewing all the winners and he's putting together a special show which can be heard 5 p.m. on Tuesday, Wednesday on Carnival. And did you come up with a name for that? Because I believe it is the Country Racing Awards Show.
Yes, again, we like to go with the obvious and I think that pretty much sums up the night.
Well, if you want a full wrap-up, make sure you tune into Andrew Cuse's show, which is on Carnival from 5 p.m. throughout the week. Connor, what else are we looking forward to this week?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're racing at Donald on Saturday this week, and the club's obviously looking forward to the Michael's Donald Cup, which will be on Sunday, November 19th. So a good race day at Donald Saturday to warm up for the awards on Saturday night. Racing at Cranbourne on Sunday, then we go out to Wangaratta Monday. A transfer meeting at Mildura on Tuesday because Swan Hill Track just needed a bit of a breather. Thursday, we're back to racing.com park for a synthetic meeting, and then next Friday, racing at Bendigo. And just a quick mention for any former jockeys out there, there's going to be a Northwestern jockey reunion at Warracknabeel on Saturday, September 2 for Sheep Hills Cup Day. So if you're interested in attending, and there's already a couple of dozen former jockeys getting along, get in touch with CRV as soon as possible, and we'll make it happen.
All right, looking forward to that. Now, get your pens ready. This is time for the biggest segment of the show.
Panning for punting gold this weekend. The Country Racing Show loads up with Victoria's best bet.
Yes, it is the big V, the best anywhere in Victoria. And Daz, you are back in the good books. You're coming off a winner.
Yep.
Jukebox. Bit dubious, that selection. But anyway, who are you going with this week?
I'm heading to Donald on Saturday. Race 7, number 10, Contilla for Len Porto, ridden by Holly McKechnie. Back on the turf. Has had some good form of recent weeks. And I think won two starts ago. So looking forward to a bit of value there because there's a short in the race. But going for a bit of an each-way horse there. Contilla, race 7, number 10 at Donald.
All right, I like that. And Connie, you're at Donald as well.
Yeah, absolutely. All eyes on Donald this Saturday. I've gone race 6, number 2, Hard Up. Hardspun gelding.
We
trained
all
by.
Are.
Yeah,
are.
Absolutely. Describes my punting abilities. But Mitch Friedman, L King to ride. Was a last start winner at Warracknabeel. Only lightly raced, but it's, you know, it's a consistent performer. It's gone first, third, fourth, third, and first in its five starts. And I think it'll find the going good at Donald on Saturday.
All right, Donald's going to be a fill-up. Race 6 into race 7. Let's take the all-up in the big V, the best of Victoria. Gents, great show again. Don't forget you can download the iPod, and it will also be on the RSN website, Country Racing Victoria website. Enjoy Saturday night. Have a ball, and look forward to reliving it all next week.
Cheers, Michael.
This is the only program dedicated to Victorian country racing. The Country Racing Show. It's got it all.